Hey, good morning, everybody. This is Lynn Schrader, and hey, we were having some issues with our own staff and getting a full screen view on your monitor. So, because of the enhancements here to the GoToMeeting, we're still kind of learning some of this stuff, but you might see a pop-out little notification in the bottom right corner, and then if you click that, then it looks like if you're having trouble and you're not getting a full screen, then there should be, once you click the pop-out, there should be another little icon upper right corner, I believe, that will allow you to make the screen go full screen on your monitor. So hopefully you guys can figure that out. Sorry if you're not able to get it full screen, but it is on my end. So all right, so we'll jump in here this morning. I've got a lot to go over with you guys. So thanks again for joining. We really appreciate you taking the time out, and we think this is going to be helpful to you, even if you pick up one thing today, right? So I just want to, first of all, just welcome you right into our April showers. And I don't know about you guys, but I looked at the weather, like for this weekend is supposed to be literally 80. And then I think it'll drop back down into the 50s and 60s. So enjoy the rain and the green. I'd like to know how many of you have already had to mow your yard yet. It's coming fast and furious. So happy April showers, and welcome to spring officially. So we'll go through our typical agenda like we do. Welcome to all of our new attendees that haven't joined us before. You'll kind of get the hang of what we do here today. And don't forget to type your questions into the question pane or the question dropdown. You can find that on your toolbar there. And so we'll start out. We go through announcements as we usually do. And I always want to remind you guys of next month. We are going to be on May 17th next month instead of the May, it should have been, I think, May 10th. We're usually the second Friday of the month, but I had a conflict that day, so we're pushing it out to Friday, May 17th, and I hope you can still join us live, and if not, you can always catch the recording. Here are the rest of the dates, at least through October, and don't forget, you can certainly register on our KHI agent portal for all of these so you don't miss one of them. But I have had people tell me they do go back and listen, so if you miss us, so thanks for that. All right. Welcome to the KHI team. First of all, welcome to Nancy Lawler. She's got lots of experience, and we're so thrilled to have her join our group support team. And so she'll be working for Nakia on her team. So that's awesome to have Nancy with us. Welcome, Nancy. And then we've also got Joe Conrad. And Joe is a data entry specialist for us. So yes, we do have a male on board with KHI. So make a note of that, right? We're pretty excited about having Joe join us. And then Hannah Arneson has joined our individual team, and she'll be in the Johnson office actually, and really helping with service and support. So as we keep growing, because you guys are growing, so thanks so much for that, and welcome Nancy, Joe, and Hannah. We're glad to have you on the KHI team. Reminder for faster service, use those 888 numbers directly for individual or for group when you really don't care who you talk to. You just have an issue and you need help. So we're just asking you to decide whether it's an individual product issue or a group product issue. Use the appropriate 888 number. It will go directly into our service team so that we can get to you as quickly as possible without having to be transferred. A lot of times, either Jan or Jerry up front at our front desk will go, you'll call in and they'll go, "Well, let me go see who's available." And then they start figuring out who's free. So we've got folks logging into this phone number, if you will. So when you call in, you'll get the next available person. If there is a brief hold, you guys, hang on. It means we're on the phone already with serving other agents, but you can always press one to leave a message or just hang tight and we'll pick you up just as quickly as possible. So give that a try, and we're open to your feedback. Thanks for trying that. All right. And then from your feedback, as you guys know, we've talked about this for a couple months now. We are implementing our Wednesday waves. These are supposed to be kind of hard-hitting, 30 minutes, power-packed information that you might want. We're also obviously going to record these and put them out on our web portal like we always do. But look at what we've got coming up. So again, these are on Wednesdays now because you guys told us Mondays are stinky for meetings, for us to hold meetings. So you're having your own meetings. And so we've got on Wednesday coming up, GeoBlue. And if you're not familiar with that, travel products, it really is part of the Blue Cross Blue Shield network nationally and globally. So we've had some good experience with that product, and so we're going to talk about that again. We do have a new Aetna rep, and David, I believe, is out of Maquoketa. How many of you have been to the Maquoketa Caves? There's a good question. Then we've got Health Partners to talk about their small group products and kind of get some updates there. And then legislative updates with NABIP, of course, Wellmark, MAPD updates. There are some things happening that it's good, even though it's mid-year. It's not 2025 sales season yet, but these are always some good updates. Avisa then, small group product changes coming, the standard with some updates, and then a reminder again about the Wellmark Group Retiree Program. So we're hoping that you can join us, and we'll keep stacking these things full of great content for you guys. Again, try to make them hard-hitting, take out the fluff, and just get to the good stuff, okay? So that's our intent there. And as always, let us know your feedback. Yep. And then, hey, Kaylee, thank you for reaching out. The golf courses are up. I'm sure there'll be some activity on the golf courses this weekend. But it's not all about golf, but we do. I like to play golf. But no, we're doing 3 continuing ed credits. As you know, I love to travel out to your neck of the woods and see as many of you as I can over the summer. So we'll be in Atlantic at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club starting June 11th, and then you can kind of see the schedule there. We do have tentative right now, Fort Dodge. I think we're just trying to verify that we can get the shelter, but the Lakeside Golf Course is usually open for us as well. So we'll finalize that one hopefully by next month, and then we'll be up in Sioux Center. So hopefully you can find a location that's closest to you. I hope you don't have to drive farther than an hour to get where we are, but let me know if I'm missing the mark here. But we're trying to hit every part of the state where we've got our agents. So yeah, Sioux Center at the Ridge, we love that venue. Sheffield, we're gonna try getting back to Sheffield. I think there was some construction on the roads last year, and we moved it. So we'll be at Sheffield, and I think that is called Ridgestone Golf Club, which is ironic that Sioux Center is called the Ridge. And then we love going to Oskaloosa. I do anyway. And hopefully we can serve some of our folks in southern Iowa there by getting down to Oskie. We'll be at Edmondson Golf Course there. And then Granger, we're going to try that again. And maybe we'll have air conditioning this year at Jester Park. And then we like the Riverside venue for sure with the casino and golf resort there. And then wrap it up with Marion at Hunter's Ridge. So we just have our meetings there, right? So all these places have a meeting location. And then we like to pop over, have a little lunch, and then just play 9 holes. And a lot of times we come back in and play a little poker. So anyway, I hope you can join us this summer. If you haven't joined us before, we'd love to have you out and watch for the RSVPs. They will be coming soon. All right. And also, there's a long-term care certification course led by our own Rhonda Vrybills. Rhonda is really our go-to gal. When we've got agents that don't want to sell long-term care, they can refer to Rhonda. She'll do a split with you. She takes care of everything. But she is hosting this certification course. And so when you want your long-term care certification because you want to sell long-term care, we'll be doing it. She'll be actually doing this course in Cedar Rapids. It's next week already, and actually in Hiawatha. But notice if you're a NAFA member, you'll save $280. The price on this is $1,280 to get this certification. It's a 2-day course, as you can see there. And look, notice this, you guys, if you are a NAFA member, your that coupon code will expire on April 15th. Please take note of that if that's of interest to you or of other people in your office. Might be the ones that care about long-term care. So yes, and CEs will be available. Check the materials. I was calling them handouts earlier, but now they call them materials. So you can pull those down in your materials section if you want more information about this certification course. All right. And then our Partners in Excellence Awards dinner. Uh-oh, where's my, hey, uh-oh, there it is. Okay. I'll start here. I thought I had this in the reverse order. Kaylee and I are actually going to meet, I believe, next week, and finalize the date for 2025 Partners in Excellence Agent Awards Dinner. And thanks to all of you that came out and saw us last Friday. If you weren't there and didn't get your award, we'll be delivering those hopefully throughout the summer. and on any other agent visits that we have. So I'll be watching that. And or if we can't find you this summer, then we could bring him possibly to fall training. So we'd like to get a photo with you and your award. So anyway, we'll get those squared away. If you happen to be in the Fort Dodge area, that's probably where they are right now. So anyway, more to come on that. But here is our Grow Your Business Through April. So yes, this is what we do, right? We take a snapshot of your book of business on January 1. We did that already, which closed out 2023. Congrats to all the 2023 award winners. And we did have a really good time. And we did watch the Iowa game right after that. We flipped on and got the game on the big screen there at Glen Oak. So that was really fun to watch the game with many of you. But this now is your January 1 starting point, and then we actually take a snapshot every month. So now April 1, we took a peek back at your business. So this is everything up through April 1st. So congrats to everybody on the list. I love, these are in order of how you've grown your business so far for the first, 3 months out of the year, actually. So it's January, February, March. And I see some new names on there, which is fantastic, and some returning names. So just we'll watch this every single month, and then we'll, of course, close that out at the end of, we get into 2025, and we close that thing out once we get all the business in from the January 1 update. So anyway, congrats, everybody. And then here's another announcement on the NABIP. This is usually the annual symposium. I love the theme here, going for gold, since the Paris the Olympics will be in Paris this summer. How cool is that? So if you haven't signed up yet, it's approaching quickly. I know KHI will have a big presence there, not only as sponsor / exhibitor, but several of our team members will be there to interface with you guys. But it is, you guys, I can't support this enough. And we've mentioned that if you come, and if Kaylee's on, I'm reminding you that we do give you a little gift certificate if you stop by the KHI table to help offset some of your travel expenses. And just thank you for coming. If you can get your organization to pay for that, awesome. If not, again, we help you offset a little bit of cost to travel and get here. But we just think it's really important. It's what we do, you guys. This is your professional development. So, and it's some good networking with our carrier partners, because there'll be a lot of carrier partners there to interface with you as well. So hopefully you can join us. If you haven't been there before, it is a lot of fun. All right. And then another opportunity for CECs, NAFA, Iowa, of which you guys know KHI, big supporters of NABIP and NAFA. We've got an actual one-day CEC for $50. Come on down to West Des Moines on May 16th, and some terrific speakers. That register button is live that I put up there in the right-hand side of the slide. And you can get registered for that event coming up on May 16th again in West Des Moines. So if you need some CEs, and I was told there's going to be an ethics delivered there. By the way, I'll have an ethics I'll deliver this summer as well on the KHI CEC golf tour. Okay, so sometimes you got to get those ethics in. And just a couple other events that are coming up with NAFA Iowa as well. And I have heard from a couple of you, but we will be at, KHI will be at the June 6th annual NAFA Iowa golf outing at TCI in Polk City. So if you haven't marked your schedule for that day and you want to get out and play some golf with KHI and with some other NAFA members and NAFA prospects, so we encourage you to bring a NAFA prospect. If you're not a NAFA member, consider being a member of NAFA. So anyway, that's coming up. And then the NAFA State Convention is always good, and it's back in West Des Moines this year on September 4th and 5th. So really, it's the 4th is the welcoming evening celebration, and then it's an all day on the 5th. So we're just kind of knocking it down to one solid day there, because we've opened up the day of CEs in May. So that's kind of a new strategy there with NAFA this year. So we'd love to have you, and kind of keep an eye on that, and I'll keep you posted too when you can sign up. Okay. And then, okay, final, kind of coming up to the end of our announcements here, but Walmart did have an issue on the doctor on demand. They were being charged a higher copay than they should have. Walmart found the coding issue. Claims will be adjusted if members did pay, and many of them had to. They had to give them a credit card and to get their service. So those claims have been adjusted. They should be reimbursed. Just FYI, if you had any of your members that were impacted by that, should have been fixed. If you're seeing you've still got issues, just give us a holler. And then Wellmark is implementing a prior approval program. Okay. This is for their Wellmark commercial members, so does not include Medicare, but otherwise pretty much all their other business. They're engaging a company called Evacor. I did a quick search on that firm. They do a lot of evidence-based consulting on best practices, and so they're going to be really zeroing in on radiology and cardiovascular imaging. So they're expanding the number of CPT codes that are used for these types of services. So it is relating to outpatient imaging only. This is not when you're in the hospital. This is outpatient only, but it is good to know because you might get some phone calls. Why am I being challenged on this, or why am I needing this prior authorization? So anyway, just know, yes, it can reduce overall medical costs, but it also is very frustrating when you're a member or you know what you want and you're not able to get it. But stay tuned on that because this is in place. Again, not on the Medicare business. That has its own issues with CMS managing prior authorization, but this is Wellmark implementing it. Okay. Another announcement here, a NAFA Central Iowa lunch meeting. It is coming up next week on Wednesday, April 17th. This is, you can be a member, non-member, come to the event. It's at Des Moines Golf Club. And if you sell to farmers, this is going to be a really great session for you. And they've got just a great, I've heard her before. She's an attorney and she's fantastic. So I'm going to be talking about succession planning and anyway, good speakers, and it's coming up. There's a hot link there to register. Again, you can get these slides afterwards or holler at one of our staff if you're interested. But I wanted to make sure we push that out. And jumping into our employer group updates, our question of the month, when is it necessary to include an employee's date of hire on their enrollment application? Guess what? Regardless of the circumstance, carriers mandate that an employee's date of hire be included in the enrollment process. So sometimes I think the employer forgets this, right? Yeah, we need that, obviously, right, for several reasons, but especially even if they're enrolling as a new hire or if they're due to a qualifying event. So there's our question of the month. Thank you to our group team for bringing that to our attention. Also, here's our deadlines. Of course, Monday is, this coming Monday is April 15th. So there's your deadline for all of your new business for May 1 effective dates for Wellmark. Your renewals are allowed up to next Friday, a week from today, April 19th for May 1. Remember to get those in as early as possible. We appreciate it. And if you are submitting agent of record change forms, know that that is due by the 10th of the month for the first of the month following. And then UHC, of course, has their new and renewals due by Monday, April 15th for the May 1 effective date. However, they will take paperwork up until the effective date, but get that initial paperwork in, get it to us. And then Health Partners uses the usually the 20th of the month, and we're going to bump it here to the 19th of the month for Friday, April 19th for those May 1 effective dates since the 20th is Saturday. All right, so there's your reminders there, and then your reminder on Delta Dental, small group, new and renewed business. They always give you till the 10th of the month, of course, unless it's on a weekend, and then they pull it forward. But this month for your May 1 effective dates, you've got till May 10th. To get that business submitted. As always, work with our team. And hey, Delta Dental, they're going out on the road. I think they've already had one. So these are the next two that are coming up in the Cedar Rapids and Des Moines area. So yeah, they're doing some continuing ed, but just a great way I know for them. They love to interface with you guys. So if you're interested, 3 o'clock in the afternoon event there for probably, I'm guessing, a couple CEs, if I remember right. Go ahead and go out onto the deltadentalia.com/RSVP link, and you can select which location you'd like to go to if you want to go rub elbows with Delta Dental. Good team of folks there. All right, this is a reminder because the CAA reporting for groups that we've been kind of harping on this is for all carriers. It is due by the end of this month. So if you need help, let us know. We know your groups. We are generally in touch with all of the carriers. to know who is still not got their information submitted yet. So if you haven't gotten that done, get with your group benefit consultant. That would be fantastic. They'll help you through that. That's your Nakia, Trisha, Allison. These are your group benefit consultant folks. Okay. And I do want to mention that because Wellmark specifically on the CAA reporting, it can be done in Blue Source now. There is a guide. We've talked about this before. The employer can also do it through Employer Connection. But make sure, note it, that the last data entered will be submitted, because if you think you're doing it and then the group pops on and does it, it will be the last data submitted. So needs to be done by April 30th. So that's a little note on Wellmark specifically, how to do it with them. And each carrier, like I said, a little bit different. Okay, here's a little payroll, Paylocity payroll April incentive. So if you ever have a client that says, hey, you know, I've just lost my payroll person, or it's the owner's wife, that this is typical, right? Or it's the owner, could be the owner's husband doing the payroll. And if you get an email introduction to Cassidy, that's worth 10 points. If the prospect actually views a demo, it's worth 20 points. If they close the deal, 50 points. You can stack those for your client, but get a hold of Cassidy if you're interested in helping your client get a payroll solution where they won't poach your benefits. So that's the important note, you know. So there's Cassidy's information at the bottom there with her email address, her phone number. Feel free to reach out to her. I think it ends, this contest itself ends at the end of April. So if you've been thinking there's somebody you want to do an email introduction for, you know, email, yeah, let her know and just try to get that done by the end of April. And if it's successful, maybe she'll run it again. So I just told Cassidy I'd go ahead and share that. All right, so this is really interesting, you guys. This came up and it has to do with small groups under 20 lives. As you guys know, on these cases, Medicare is primary. Now, this information should be in the enrolled member certificate of coverage. So I'm not speaking on any other carrier right now because I haven't looked specifically at their certificate of coverage, but this is specifically to UHC because we've been having some issues. So members who are eligible for Medicare Part B but elect not to take Part B, again, small groups under 20 lives, those group benefits will be reduced by the benefit amount to which they're entitled or could have been entitled with enrollment under Medicare B. Seriously, it's like, oh my goodness. And I'm telling you guys, I was not aware of this Medicare estimation concept that this could happen, right? So if the group is under 20 lives and that person is 65 or older and or eligible for Medicare, goodness sakes, they might take their A, which is typical, right? They'll get their A, but they're not taking their B because they're still employed. Know that this could be an issue. So look at this. So they use this formula that's called a Medicare estimation, accepted industry process for determining the secondary plan payment when Medicare's prime. So so good to know that if you've got some of those folks on those small groups, you know, maybe they better take their B. I mean, they're going to be paying for it, right? But otherwise, they need to know this could happen. And there you go. So any other questions on that, certainly reach out to us. But it's good to know and target maybe your UHC small groups under 20 lives and look at your demographic and see if you've got anybody that's Medicare eligible and haven't taken their B. Might be worthy of a conversation. Okay. Another update here on employer groups that Wellmark, I don't know if you guys remember WageWorks, and then WageWorks combined with Health Equity back in 2019 already. I can't believe it. But current groups were being billed by Wellmark directly. They're going to change that billing because it was a separate bill by Wellmark anywhere for any of these TPA type services. So they're moving that billing to Health Equity at renewal beginning May 1 renewals. So new groups coming on effective May 1, which would be right now, we'd be writing those. They will have the billing set up directly with Health Equity. I don't know how many of you are using the TPA through Wellmark, but just note that is happening. If that impacts you, take note and kind of let your employers know, because they're the ones watching for those bills and paying those bills. All right. for Wellmark's large groups, I did see this episode. They have a podcast here, and this episode is being sent out, and literally yesterday, this episode was sent out to all self-funded 51 plus and fully insured large groups. So that would be the 101 plus on fully insured, self-funded 51 plus. So your group may get this episode. What is it? I thought it was appropriate. Many of you guys sell Medicare products. So you can listen to the episode. That link is hot. I started listening to it yesterday. And Wellmark's own Tyler Elliott, who is now their Medicare retiree specialist, and we'll probably be hearing from Tyler on our little Wednesday wave coming up when we talk about Wellmark's retiree plans. But he will be presenting Medicare solutions for employees. And just as I was listening, I thought two numbers were really interesting to me, and I want you guys to know about it. And I want you guys to get the Medicare business on your own groups. And if you're not the agent on a large group, know that they're going to be marketed to in those large groups. If their agent or their broker does not connect them to Medicare, there's an opportunity for you, if you sell Medicare, to get into a larger group and be that Medicare specialist. Partner up then with that big group agent, right? But look at this, 95% of employees are comfortable talking to their employer, but guess what? 26% of employers actually provide those resources. So holy smokes. Anyway, Wellmark sees a big opportunity here. You should see a big opportunity here. And if you do nothing else with this phone call today, this webinar today, I hope you think about one group that you don't even have their group, but you could reach out to them and ask them if you could be their Medicare specialist. And that HR person will probably go, hallelujah, thank you. Okay, there's my pitch on that. Okay, good news there, though. I think that's good. Okay, jumping over to the Medicare market. These carriers have upcoming Medicare supplement rate increases. Aetna with an 18% increase that was just effective April 1. Wellaby, which is the old Medico, which is now rebranded Wellaby, they've got a rate increase effective May 1. And Medica, that's out of Bloomington, Minnesota, that's our Medica in the under 65 market. Medica has a rate increase on their supplements effective June 1. So let's take a little bit closer dive here. We've already talked about the Aetna that is in place. That was April 1st, the 18%. So I'm not going to talk about that or show a screen on that, but I do want to show you the Wellaby one. So you'll see 5% increase across all plans effective May 1. Here's the next one. This is Medica. So this is the look at the premium increases across Iowa, Nebraska, North and South Dakota. So we've got, it varies here from it looks like 9% all the way up to 18%, with 15% looking to be probably the most popular rate increase there. So yeah, new rates apply. Current rates are honored through April 30th. All right, so on Wellmark Advantage Health Plan or Medicare Blue RX, I did mention this last month. I will only mention this one more time. But if your clients, your customers are getting surveyed, they're getting phone calls, and they're being asked about their experience, remember, you guys, it's not just Wellmark. They're the ones that are kind of making sure we're aware of this, but all of the carriers will be reaching out. Why? Because these surveys that they're supposed to do, right, does impact their Medicare and you or their Medicare star ratings, and it's reflected in that Medicare and you handbook. So please encourage your members to respond. It's a series of questions if they've been enrolled in the plan 6 months or longer. Okay, so they'll be mailed a survey, but a second survey and a phone call could be made if there's no response. It is a random selection, so it's not everybody, but just know that. Okay. All right. WellCare. Okay. So we announced this, of course, gosh, I'm sure a couple years ago, that you're supposed to be using now your NPN number instead of the old WellCare broker ID number. So just know this, that this is sunsetting on July 1st this year. They will no longer honor your prior broker producer ID number. You must use your NPN number. And if you don't, you'll lose the business. There you go. Okay, use your NPN on all WellCare business. Get that switched over if you haven't already. All right. new security feature on Aetna Quote and Enroll. So they've partnered with a firm called LexisNexis, which was kind of interesting. Again, I Googled that one to see what they're all about. But companies can hire them to do data validation, especially as it relates to security, right? It's just all about and we're going to talk about this when we get to the individual market, the fraud that's starting to happen out there with people's information. So they're going to validate who people are as you're applying for. They're saying now the fields on the ancillary applications. So maybe they're doing a soft rollout on ancillary before they bring it into the core medical product. I don't know. But it's intended to prevent fraud starting April 1st. And if they're not able to validate that application, that applicant's demographic info, you're going to have to upload proof of who they are. So just know that this is another security measure to protect, I'm sure, and to validate who these people are that are applying for business. Okay, Medicare market. This was a big deal because I had to like go, what's happening here? So we always talk about the Medicare Center. It is provided to us through our upline of Premier Senior Marketing, where many of you have your UHC, your Aetna, your Humana, those PDP carriers, those a lot of our national producing carriers, right? So obviously Wellmark and Health Partners, Medica, those are all regional players that aren't necessarily part of this program. You know, we don't contract necessarily with them, but you can always see their stuff in Medicare Center. But they're not going to, they're just changing how they're branding it, you guys. So they're going to brand it Integrity now. So that's why I put the logo up there. And when you see that logo, that mark of Integrity, you know that you're with the right firm. This is now Medicare Center is becoming Integrity. It is still, you're going to use the same login information, but you will have a new link that will save you time because I went to my old link. I try to try all this stuff out before I tell you guys about it. I went to my old link and I had to log in twice because it then took me to the new website and I logged in again. And I didn't have that portal saved. So I had to go back and go, oh, what was my login and password? Because I had it saved on the old one. So I would encourage you get out there, click on it. If you haven't been in your Medicare Center for a bit, click on it, then save the new URL. Bookmark the new link. And with your password and whatnot. And then you can certainly go in there and update your selling preferences because they are adding some things like being able to do some life insurance sales right through that portal. So do you want life, you want health, or do you want both? So you can, yeah, no, I don't do life insurance through here. I just want health. We did post the video that you can watch. This is the little snapshot there at the bottom with the red arrow. That's the KHI agent portal. So when you click, you know, you're in the Medicare market. So when it says individual, group, or Medicare, click Medicare. And then you'll see, hey, there's Medicare compliance, Medicare forms. Ah, Integrity, Medicare Center. That's so you're going to see that branding is changing, just going to be called Integrity. But it is the Medicare Center you've been used to. So click on that, get familiar with it. I did start to watch that video and just get familiar with where things are at and how to navigate. As you guys know, too, many of you are used to using MedApp within Medicare Center. So it's still there. I clicked on my little profile and down dropped that CSG link, the MedApp. There's multiple options there. And I was visiting with Erica, and she's really my guru on all this. But we believe at some point they're going to consolidate because so many of the tools that they have are so similar, right? And they want to make it easier for us. So anyway, just know that that's where, though, you do your quoting, being able to compare plans, of course, then enrollment with some of those national carriers. And if it's a Wellmark, then you just obviously part ways from that website and go to enroll on Wellmark's site or, you know, however you do that, because many of those you just don't enroll because they're not contracted through Integrity. But you can at least see and do your comparisons with your clients. Okay, maybe I beat that one to death, but I wanted to make sure that you knew. And yes, so you can get all the information on the KHI agent portal on that. Erica, I will pause briefly because I think I was going to pass this off to you, but how did I do? And if there's anything else you want to add.
Hey, Lynn, no, that is all very correct. You did a very good job. And they can just get in contact with KHI service if they have any problems.
Awesome. Yeah, you guys, perfect to use that 888 number we told you about at the beginning for the individual team. If you've got questions, pop that number in and give our team a call. But okay, thank you for that validation, Erica. Thanks for going over all that with me. Okay, next is another announcement though on the integrity enhancement. Look at that. I'm trying to use the new formerly Medicare Center. We found this out actually. I think it was through one of our team members that was on that tool. Agents can now do the health risk assessments if they're offered by that carrier when you're enrolling a client in a Medicare Advantage plan using the Integrity tool, Medicare Center tool now called Integrity. So you just click on the link following enrollment and you'll be redirected to the carrier site to complete the HRA. So it's not like you're doing it or they're not hosting it, but it's giving you that reminder, I think. Hey, don't forget to click or click here and complete the HRA. And if you're sitting with your client, hopefully that should be seamless, right? Okay, good reminder there. Thank you. Mutual of Omaha RX is exiting the PDP market. I talked about this last month, but I wanted to remind you again, they will be exiting the market at the end of 2024. We did attach in the, it's a material section now also called handouts, but look for that if you would. They are required to accept PDP applications through the end of the year, but then obviously they'll have to be moved. So they are immediately discontinuing active marketing on the products. But we'll see, what else they have, because of course they have supplements, et cetera. So I am going to check our question box here really quick and see if. And Jamie said we lost my screen. Oh, golly. Okay. I hope you guys are still seeing my screen. Okay. Because I'm showing it and I'm showing that I'm sharing my screen. Okay. And you can see the screen. Okay. Great, great, great. All righty. Keep going here. Okay. This is now kind of a joint announcement. Look, I put both the 65 and the individual icon on this page if you caught that. But Wellmark individual under 65 in Medicare. I did already talk about these reinstatement fees, but I'm going to make one more reminder to you, and then I probably won't talk about this again. But two things can happen. Number one, somebody doesn't pay their bill. They call you and go, I didn't pay my bill. I want to get, and by the way, this is not marketplace business. So this would be your old grandfather, grandmother business, right? COBRA, retiree, but not marketplace. Does not include marketplace, but it does include Medicare. So, okay, they don't pay. They go, I want to get reinstated. You go, fine. In the past, there was like a limit on you can only be reinstated X number of times or whatever. But now, I guess they don't care how many times because they're going to charge you $25 to get reinstated. You want to do it again next month? We'll charge you another $25. Okay. So the second thing that can happen, of course, is that there was the returned payment. So this is where somebody's written a bad check, right? I don't know if that people still do that these days. I don't know, most everything's electronic, but they will be billed a $25 return payment fee and a $25 fee on a future statement if they reinstate. So anyway, just know this, you guys, and it's just obviously pay your bills, people, right? All right. Wellmark and Medicare Advantage updates here in the Medicare Advantage space. There was an error, you guys, where the member portal and some of the EOBs initially were reflecting the 2023 out-of-pocket max instead of the 2024. And so that has been updated, I believe. So just note that if you had any of those weird things, that was fixed. We brought it to their attention. I'm just always surprised. Who's checking their work, right? Okay, we are. Meal benefit. This is a real stickler, and Brenda gets really hot on this one, don't you, Brenda? Anyway, a case manager is supposed to leave a detailed voice message right after you're discharged from the hospital. Now, we were told, oh, 10 days later. It's like, no. Okay, what's happening here? What we believe should happen, and we're still getting clarification, the case manager knows when you're discharged. Wellmark gets notified. Hello, it's all about filing claims, right? And so if the case manager then calls, leaves a detailed message, and should then say, hey, call this number if you want to engage in the meal benefit. If they don't or can't leave a voicemail message, they will send a letter. That's great. What we've asked for is what's the number? Give the agents the phone number so that we can educate our folks and say, hey, if you don't, for some reason, get your voicemail, you don't have voicemail, your voicemail box is full, you're still kind of groggy and coming out of it from getting home. You know what I mean? It's like, come on. So we hope to have a number that we can give to you. So if you get that call to say, hey, I thought I was supposed to get a meal benefit, right? You can be proactive and go, here, give this number a call and we'll find your case manager and we'll get your meals ordered. Phew. It's just been, we've just had a couple of cases where clients have been asking for it. They know about it because you guys have been telling them about it, right? It's a great benefit. So, all right, more to come on that, hopefully. Next, the updated Wellmark MedSup enrollment and administrative guide. Now, you guys, this is like what we use to support you guys. But if you want that thing, we'll get it for you, right? I'm sure we've got it. I didn't attach it. Many of you just call us. The revisions, though, that are going to be made, if you're one that says, no, no, Lynn, I like to know what's what. I want that administrative guide in my hands. It certainly is out on Producer Connection. And I, as I said, we can get it for you if you want it. But the 2024 revisions that have been made are like around effective dates for Medicare Part A and B when they're different, right? And they're talking here about the special enrollment periods are determined by the Medicare Part B effective date. And then, of course, Medicare Advantage with their 24-month trial, right? They had to have some updated language there. Reinstatement fees when payments are missed. I just talked about that, but that's now in the guide. And then agents, you guys, we can request termination of Blue Dental or the Silver Vision and Hearing coverage, which, okay, fine. That's updated. Okay, that's the guide. Those are the updates. If you want your own copy and you have trouble pulling it, give our office a holler. Call that service number again in the individual market, and we can email that out to you, okay? All right. Physicians Mutual Medicare Supplements. You guys have been out on these visits and with Wellmark, and Wellmark knows their med stuffs are just not competitive. They just aren't. They just aren't. And they know it, and there's nothing that we know that they plan to do about it. And you may look for another option. And some of you are selling the cheapest out there, and it might be Ace, it could be Aetna. I don't know about you, but I want to work with a company that we trust, that is all for the member. That maybe you want to work with a company that's not traded on Wall Street, that isn't looking at stock earnings. You know, that's a company similar to Wellmark. You know, I just want to tell you that we are promoting Physicians Mutual as our go-to MedSup carrier. I know some of you are like, Lynn, it's one more carrier I need to get contracted with and I need to learn their process. It's true. But they've got some unique things that I think could make a difference. So they've got the innovative Plan G. Nobody else has what they have with their innovative Plan G. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you want to learn about it. They have silver sneakers, you guys, for a small add-on fee. Those clients can go to the gym like all the MedAdvantage people. Okay. That's what they were saying. Hey, we want to be able to do that. And they've got a crazy competitive dental plan, although they do not honor pre-existing coverage, right? So you will have waiting periods, so note to self there. But otherwise, it's priced really well, and there's really no out-of-pocket max, maximum benefit, I should say, because there's copays, right? So it's really competitive. If you have any interest or you've said, yeah, I got contracted, but I really haven't done anything with it, John will be reaching out to you. I've authorized John to do that. He will tell you that, you know, he's working with Lynn in conjunction with KHI. If you're not interested, just tell him so. Thanks, but no thanks, no worries. But he will be reaching out. We've encouraged him to make sure you guys are aware of this. And he will come on site and share information and training with you and your team to get you guys up to speed. How to quote it, what the differences are, actually how to enroll it, what the differences are there, because they've got some cool options there for enrollment. So anyway, take a look. They do, because they're offering MedSup only. They don't do prescription drug plans. They don't do Medicare Advantage. They offer a neat point program, and trips are available. And we've got so many agents reaching out and selling this now within the KHI family that we won Agency of the Year again for the second year in a row, because we've got so many agents that this is now their go-to MedSup product. So Brenda and I are blessed to be able to travel with our agents that qualified and the Physicians Mutual folks here in next week. So Brenda and I will be out, but just want you guys to know it's just, they've got a great program going on there. So take a look if you're interested. Okay. Also, now I'm going to jump over into the individual market. I know we're running out of time here as always, but Medicaid unwinding will extend until November 30th. Now, what does this mean, you guys? So check it out. For those consumers who are disenrolled from Medicaid or CHIP between March 31st and November 30th, they can get their coverage, right, due to this unwinding SEP, they're calling it. That's the name of the SEP. It's unwinding SEP. So it's really that Medicaid unwinding. And remember, it has to do with COVID and how these people were kind of protected and they stayed without going through any kind of discrimination testing to see if they still qualified for Medicaid. So as people are getting kicked off Medicaid, right, notice this, that it says consumers who are determined eligible will have 60 days from the date on which they submit a new or updated healthcare.gov plan to healthcare.gov submission, right? If they're on there, then and they're doing their qualification, right? They're qualifying, then they'll have 60 days from when they qualified to make a plan selection under the unwinding, and it would just be the first day of the following month. So crazy on this. Obviously, the Biden administration is serious about getting as many people enrolled in this program as possible. Of course, that's what we hear from this administration. They're making this as friendly as possible. Notice that any plan selections made from December 1 through January 15th, those consumers don't need to use an SEP. Hey, we're in open enrollment by then, right? The regular annual open enrollment. So we won't worry about that. But hopefully that makes sense. If you have any questions, again, give our individual team a call and we'll walk you through it. Okay. This is what I was referring to. There's serious marketplace fraud going on. As I've been out on my visits, visiting you guys, we've been hearing some of you talk about this, like, hey, go into your Health Sherpa account and see if you're still the agent listed as with the NPN on the account. Because we're finding customers are being stolen by other agents or agencies. I would beg to believe that it might be some of our folks that are telemarketing type agencies. No offense if you do that, but don't be stealing people's business without the member's authorization, because all they need is the person's name, date of birth, and the state. And then they can pull that from the federal exchange or from the Health Sherpa platform, right? That's our direct enrollment platform. It can pull them into their platform. So it's just saying, oh my gosh. So this investigation was done by the Kaiser Family Foundation, and we appreciate that because it's an issue. And Brenda was commenting that I don't doubt you guys that there'll be some two-factor verification that's going to need to come into play here. So watch for some more security measures or something to stop the fraud that's happening with agents stealing other agents' business. So be watching. Yeah, we'll keep you posted as we learn more. By the way, let me go back to the screen. You got to get the marketplace involved. So you end up having to call the marketplace because there was somebody that got moved to another plan and a provider wasn't in network, which is how they found out. And they had to get the marketplace involved and get them switched back because obviously there's no special enrollment period now, right? but somehow these people are getting switched. So, okay. Note that. Watch your Health Sherpa account. This one is, this is a blanket statement, you guys, about Health and Human Services and what they're doing. See the theme here, to make policies and make this coverage more accessible to millions of Americans, right? So they're going to have some new rules and this is going to impact 2025. So as the carriers are starting to apply for offering coverage next year, it's usually in that June timeframe their applications are due. So they've got new rules they're kicking out about network adequacy. About standardizing, look at this one, you guys, the dates of the open enrollment periods, we're going to standardize that and have them. They begin on November 1 and end no earlier than January 15th with the option to extend beyond January 15th. So now we're not saying, oh, okay, it's done, you know, December 15th. Now they're standardizing with January 15th. Of course, usually the state has to approve that, but generally they will. We are on the federally facilitated marketplace, so they'll typically follow suit with that. And then the SEP is going to continue on, it says, for those that are at 150% or below of federal poverty. Remember this one, you guys, they get an SEP every month. So if somebody wants to switch, they can. And they just threw in there the 2025 plan year 150% of federal poverty, they're saying for 2025 is $38,730 for a family of three. So anyway, those folks enroll any month, and then they're going to be looking at things, get this, you guys, which I'm just like, oh boy, additions to the essential health benefits. Remember what those were? We talked about the 10 essential health benefits when the ACA came out, was announced back in 2010 and implemented 2014. So now they want to add services like routine adult dental services and some prescription drug clarification mandate. So more to come on that. We'll see what the carriers now are going to have to react to this. And this is why, you guys, fall training is so important, whether it's in person or on our webinars. Oh my gosh, it's going to be, yeah, crazy things are going to happen, not only in the individual market, but in the Medicare market with that prescription drug cap of $2,000 out-of-pocket costs, right, for both MedAdvantage and standalone prescription drugs. So we're going to have a wild fall, I have a feeling. So let's stay connected. All right, as tax season is happening, you may be getting contacted from your individual folks. If not, this is a great time to remind them they need to use their 1095 form. And then that, they submit that form, but that's for the for your tax preparer to complete tax form 8962. And that's how they reconcile those premium tax credits for the year, right? If they haven't submitted that 1095A, which then allows them to do the tax form 8969, maybe their tax was filed electronically but rejected. They may have to refile, resubmit, et cetera. And then if somebody says, hey, I didn't get a subsidy, they may have to again get a voided form 1095A to include with their tax return so they show they did not have marketplace coverage with premium tax credits. Okay, so that was a mouthful there, but I love that slide. That's good reminders. Again, you guys will have these slides shortly after we get done with the call. Kaylee will get those posted on our web portal. Okay, the IFP, Individual Family Renewal Letters for 2025. Now this is, I'm just talking specifically Wellmark here, although all the carriers have to provide letters, but Wellmark is our dominant carrier in Iowa on the individual market. So their marketing department is reviewing the requirements and rewriting the letter. I think they did a little bit better last year than the year before, but still not good. And we told them, look, the CMS slash the marketplace expects agents and members to make changes, but sometimes it's worded such that, hey, just, you know, renew. It'll just renew as is. You don't need to do anything. It'll just renew as is, which is true, but it won't renew as is most likely, right? So the problem is Wellmark hasn't emphasized the need to rerun. So we keep hitting them up with that. We've asked them, can you please let us review the letter before it's finalized so we can give you what it looks like through our lens? Is that too much to ask? So, okay, so that's on those. More to come on that. Jumping into State of Iowa updates really quick here. You can see our unemployment right now is down to 2.9% in Iowa. This is through February. Previous month, it was 3%. I just like these stats because it also shows us how many are employed, how many are unemployed. You know, and then this slide shows us how many job openings do we have? Let's go back here. How many unemployed do we have? 50,000. How many job openings do we have? Over 60,000. Okay, so even if everybody went back to work, which they won't, you know, we're stealing employees. That's the point, right? Which is why beefing up these programs that we're offering to our employers is so important. I just found it interesting, though, to see which employers had posted the most openings and how many openings do they have. But check it out at number five, Fairway Stores. Check it out, McDonald's. But yeah, your healthcare providers, Trinity Health, you guys, that's your Mercy Ones. The University of Iowa, Unity Point, there you go. And then Hy-Vee, check it out. Just crazy, crazy, crazy. There you go. And then these are stats just showing us back to March of 2020, which is just before COVID. So this is, you know, pre-COVID rates. We are at 2.6% unemployment. Boy, the economy was just humming along, right? Yeah, okay. Well, anyway, we're recovering, right? All right. And then really quick as we end here, and this is very volatile. So much we don't know, but here's what we do know. A final rule was issued by CMS on these Medicare Advantage plan, just Medicare Advantage plans, you guys, broker compensation provisions. Now, they'll probably work some Part D in here, but right now they're so focused on and concerned with steerage. They're concerned that there's so much money floating around out there called administrative money, i.e. overrides, okay? You're getting your street-level commission. It's going up to $611, or it was $611 for 2024. It is, right, for a new, and then half of that, 305. So my concern here, right, is that they plan to potentially eliminate overrides. So what they're planning on doing is, well, let's take $100, which we would normally give in overrides, and let's give that directly to the agent. Okay, so that would increase your commission by $100 to your base pay. So what they're saying is, okay, take that 611, you'd get $711 for a new, $411 for a renewal in 2025. Okay, this is what they're saying. Okay, then where are you going to get your support? Because if there's no override built in there for KHI, you guys, how do we support you? Because we get, I think we get maybe somewhere in the neighborhood of 30 or 40 bucks for every Medicare Advantage that our agents write through us. You're getting your 611 or 305. We get $40. Well, that's for us to train you. Well, guess what? There's another probably $30 or $40 that maybe Premier gets. Or maybe there's another middle person in there, right? Maybe you have an agency and you're getting, because there's the hierarchy system here. So then they would just increase it annually 2.5% every year starting in 2026. Now you guys may go, yay, that's great, but how about this, you guys? Then you get no more support from KHI. And so I don't know about you, but I'm kind of flipping out about this. Now it's not finalized yet in terms of they're gonna be looking for how they're gonna roll out the guidance on it. So they've made the rule, but how do we provide guidance? Will they still provide us to be paid? And you need to sign something that says, I'll authorize $40 to go to KHI to support me, to continue to supporting me. And what about, we just got done talking about the Medicare Center with Integrity. You guys, they operate off of these administrative overrides. So how are we going to get that tool paid for? They're the ones that brought us call recording. You know, it's like, what is going on here, right? And again, you guys, I'll go back to it. The government is so concerned that somehow we are being steered to certain carriers because of the money we're making. Because maybe we get more money if I sell more of this carrier than that carrier, which is so wrong, right? So, but I don't think they're addressing the issue. They're not getting to the issue. They're going to penalize the folks that are actually helping the agents and the clients, because they don't want to, this is not about you guys. They know they need you. They don't think they need me, right? KHI, me. Okay. Yikes. All right. Wrapping up here. Thanks for hanging with me, guys. I know it's 10:02. I love the Drake Relays. Did you realize it's coming up here in April down in Des Moines? Maybe you have some tracksters in your family that are running high school, and you know the state meet is always at Drake about this time of year. So it's the 114th Drake Relays. So I got a question for you, and then we'll get to other. Well, here, let me get to questions first, because I will have a question for you. Let me open up the questions here. Okay. And Ryan says, my understanding is that Physicians Mutual is Silver and Fit, which functions similarly to Silver Sneakers, but is a different company program. If this has changed, let me know. You may be right, Ryan, if it's Silver and Fit and not Silver Sneakers. That would be my bad. Too many uses of the word silver. So when you meet with John next time or follow up with him, you'll get the right language. It's in their materials as well. So duly corrected. Thank you for that. Thanks, Ryan. And yep, Allison says the same thing. It is Silver and Fit, not Silver Sneakers. Thank you guys for the correction. And again, Jeff says the same thing. Silver and Fit. Thank you so much. That looks like all the questions. Let me just see if there's one more chat here that I should see. And it is, I'll just pull it over here. Yep, we got those NAFA CEs on March 16th. We got that one already announced, that Brenda. And yep, so you guys, thank you. Everybody corrected me, Lenny. It is Silver and Fit, not Silver Sneakers. All right, so if you're still with us, let's see. And thank you, Jeff. Okay, if you're still with us, here's my question for the famed gift certificate. Here you go. What year did Drake Stadium open? What year did Drake Stadium open? If you're still with me and you care to answer, please jump in. Scott's saying 1951. Ryan says 1925. This is, what year did Drake Stadium open? And I'm going to give you the answer here. It opened, and it is Ryan Hicks with the right answer. It opened in 1925, and hosted the relays there in 1926 on the prior site. It had been on that place. So yeah, that's they've been running the relays though. Here's another trivia since like 1910, I think it was. But then they built Drake Stadium there in 1925. So all right. Good job, Ryan. And thanks everybody. I hope you have an amazing day, a great weekend, and know we love you. We are so appreciative of you, and we'll look forward to hopefully seeing you all really soon. Have a great day. Bye.